Hi, and thank you for joining Mama Isis podcast. I'm doing a tarot and medium reading on Casey Kasem. If you don't know who Casey Kasem is, he was born April 27th, 1932, and he passed June 15th, 2014. He was an American disc jockey, actor, and radio presenter who created and hosted several radio countdown programs, notably American Top 40. And listen to this. He was the first actor to voice Shaggy Rogers in the Scooby-Doo franchise, 1969 to 1997 and 2002 to 2009. The cards I pulled for Casey Kasem are the Mother of Coins in the upright, the Seven of Knives in the upright, the Six of Knives in the reverse, and the Ten of Coins in the upright. Now, going into the medium reading, which I'm going to actually share first with you and tell you what Casey Kasem had stated. Going into the medium reading, he stated he was upset at his wife, and just a lot of anger stemmed from that. He kept pointing the finger at her and just stating positive things about his daughter. Now, this was what he felt during the medium reading. But the tarot reading was quite different, and let me tell you what I learned from the tarot reading. Now, it was clear that Casey was upset somewhat. He wanted a child, and he didn't get that from his wife. The wife I'm talking about is Jean Kasem. At least that's how he appeared through the medium reading, that he was upset that he did not have a boy. Based on the medium reading, I would have never known that he had one daughter. His desire to have a boy was so much that he was just coming through very angry. Now, going into the tarot reading was quite interesting because it was clear that even though his wife, Jean, may have wanted to hurt him at some point, you know, I wouldn't even say hurt. I don't think that she would want him to pass painfully based off of this reading. I just think that maybe, you know, they had differences. And at one point, she may have thought that she was just done with him. But she never went through with these actions. So going into the reading, the Seven of Knives and the upright is basically stating that the children were the ones that were at fault. Which going into this case, I would have guessed that it would have been Jean. But the tarot card was very animate about, even though she might have thought that at one point in her life, that she just wanted him gone, she never followed through with those actions. The Ten of Coins in the upright, you know, really just points out how he was tired of fake people. You know, that was something that he really just didn't like at all. People that would just put on a show and act really nice and, you know, they were just fakey. That wasn't his cup of tea. The Mother of Coins in the upright also was another card that was pointing at the children that had to do with his passing. Once again, with his wife, you would think that she would be the guilty one, but that's not coming up in this reading. I think a lot of us look at spouses to see if someone has passed. Sometimes we just assume that. But it is, without a doubt, it does point to the children. And we're going to go through these cards, and I will discuss something very interesting that popped up in this reading. Now, the Six of Knives was talking about how he became famous. Casey Kasem was talking about pedophilia and stating that that was something he was involved in. That's where his money came from. That's how he got famous. It doesn't show Jean knowing about that, even though in their relationship, they might have had twisted things about them that brought them together. It doesn't show her actually knowing that that's how he became famous. And the Six of Knives was explaining that that's how people become famous, is being a part of that. Apparently, there's some sort of business where they interact with these children and they do videos of it. It's just very disturbing. And he stated in the Six of Knives that he preferred black children. The Six of Knives also states that one of his children or somebody knows about this because at one point he had some sort or she had some sort of experience about it. So something I've learned about a lot of these famous men is they're at where they're at because of being pedophiles. There was even a statement in this card that showed that he had been involved in molesting even some of the government's kids, but how the government liked that, like it was some sort of punishment that they gave to their children. Going back to the medium reading, I keep thinking that how he told me he likes to stand in front of these curtains. He points to the curtains and how he likes them and how he stands there. But he also stated that there was somebody in the nursing home that he was close to that may have mistreated him. And that could be a part in his death too. This would have been somebody close to the family or some sort of relative, but they were within the nursing home. I thought something was weird about the Ten of Coins that was in the upright. It was stating that it's like he had a lot of money. That's what I was thinking through the reading. And then this energy came through that stated, I had a lot of money. So maybe with these people that are rich from pedophilia, from what the reading states, maybe money isn't really a thing. Maybe they just get things. Now, the Seven of Knives in the upright is very interesting because this touches on one of his children that may be living longer than what she says, but she was more like a mother punisher instead of a daughter. She comes through as a cannibal, and this goes into explain how it's illegal somehow that these people are getting dead bodies because they get them somehow legally through another country or a couple countries do it together. It was China and some other country. Like, he was pointing out how her skin looks a certain way. And cannibalism isn't exactly something that is proven to keep you alive longer. However, Spirit was explaining to me that it makes them look beautiful. For whatever reason, cannibalism is what makes people look youthful, makes them look the way they do. Spirit went on to explain that their throats are different, like their necks will look different than other people's, people who are cannibals. So the energy was like going into like little girl energy, but more of, is that really who she is? Because she may have been alive longer than what she says. Maybe replacing had gone on in the family. It seemed very conspiracy. Maybe there was more cattiness going on because this woman was more of a wife figure instead of a daughter. Now, when he came through the medium reading, he was like, oh, I'm going to try that cannibalism. And he did have dementia. So sometimes people can come through on a medium reading. If they have dementia, they can come through really angry. And so that didn't surprise me that he did come through angry. And the time that he was going through this really hard time, he's basically stating that the energy of his children when they should have cared about him was really not there. The Mother of Coins states this in the energy. So it's possible he did not say that, and it was the spirit that was coming from the card. Now, he also, through the medium reading, was talking about the possibility of Jean. Maybe she had past lovers that were in the government, and that could have been a reason why he passed too, or why more attention wasn't put on him to help him and his health. Why did they cut him off of the food tube and everything? He was stating that these people in the government, because of Jean, could have been why as well, that not more attention was put on him to save his life. And it was so funny because he kept saying the word dirty dicks. And he didn't accuse Gene of cheating on him. That's the thing. These could have been men before they were married. But to say that Gene was a cheater, that was definitely not something that he would call her. Something in the reading that popped up on the Six of Knives that I want to talk about is that this pedophilia that they talk about, energy did come through that some of this does happen a lot in airplanes. And this is so the children cannot run. I found that just sick. You would think that if they were transporting these children from like islands or something, they'd be in boats. I don't know if you guys have heard the conspiracy theory that they have like pedophile islands and all of that, but I always thought it would be more a boat thing. But from what this reading is stating, a lot of them are doing it in airplanes. And he definitely didn't come through as completely loving the government. It's almost like these pedophiles have this love-hate relationship with the government because all of this stuff is coming from like the elites and all of this from the government. But then, you know, they can't get caught. It's extremely weird. Thank you all so much for joining Mama Isis podcast. I enjoy every adventure with you, and I look forward to many more. Blessed be.